What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy. All right, that's enough of that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Two of the greatest sci-fi extravaganzas of all time. Star Wars, A New Hope.
Why are you Western?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Star Wars, A New Hope versus 2001, A Space Odyssey. Ashley, what did you think?
I do want to make something very, very clear for all the listeners. We are doing Star Wars, A New Hope only. This does not include anything else. Just in case there's something you're a little upset about that maybe was in episode 5.
Yeah.
Whatever. It is just number 4. Now, I personally, I don't think I've ever seen 2001 Space Odyssey.
Okay.
It's just a movie I just kind of skimmed. I know Stanley Kubrick. I know his, but I just think I just never seen it. And Star Wars, I watched all of them in like 2 days. So I wouldn't really say I watched it. I kind of skimmed it.
Yeah. At that point, it's just a mishmash of like everything.
If you ask me any of the planet names or anything, big thing that happened, I cannot tell you in what movie it happened except for episode 1.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, that is my favorite one of them all. Oof. And I have gotten flack from a lot of people.
You know what? I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That movie has some fucking great scenes. Like,
that was the thing, it's less talking and more action. I followed it a lot easier. Because it was about the racing and the sand dunes. So that's fucking cool. Okay.
And I was just, Darth Maul's fucking awesome. He's a great villain. And I
love Darth Maul. He is my favorite. I know Kylo Ren tried. He couldn't own up.
No.
The double was so fucking like cool.
It's pretty cool.
I get it. Jar Jar Binks fucking sucks. I think so
too. Oh, he's awful. But like every, I mean, every fucking Star Wars movie has a shitty, annoying character, right? Like, even fucking C-3PO is pretty fucking annoying. It's pretty much the Jar Jar Binks of the original trilogy. So
that's
like,
fair. That's fair. Yeah, I got in flack for it my entire, you know.
Here's the thing. My actual favorite Star Wars movie, I'm in the same boat as you. I really like The Last Jedi.
I think that's Dill's favorite.
The seventh one?
I think.
No, you like Return of the... He likes Return of the Jedi.
Oh, Return of the Jedi.
No,
okay. That's
a lot of people like that one. No. Mine is the seventh in like the series. Like the one that Rian Johnson directed. That one that Kylo Ren and
you like the Kylo Ren one?
Where she goes and trains with like Luke Skywalker. And
then, on the island or whatever.
And the space... Like, here's the thing. I think that movie's fantastic. A lot of people do not like that movie. Most people do not like that movie. So I hear you. I'm on the same boat. I get flack for it all the time.
Well, unfortunately, now that I watched this one and Dill caught me cheating on him watching this movie, now he's making me watch all of them with him. So I will let you know how I feel about episode 7 when it comes around.
But here's the thing. Because you sat down and watched just the first Star Wars by itself as one contained movie, did you like it?
It wasn't too bad.
It's not bad, eh?
It wasn't bad. At first, I didn't really like Star Wars. I kind of like, it is there. Yeah. It's cool, I guess, whatever. But you know what? The movie was pretty decent. There were a couple of things that like I didn't necessarily love. But I mean, that's just editorial. That's just filming-wise. That's nothing to do with the movie. Okay. The movie was good. The actors are... Harrison Ford was amazing.
He is
fucking excellent.
He was.
He's really good. He's probably the most charming person in the world. Like, like
his smile, he has it down, man.
So here's the thing, like, in this version of the movie, I'm assuming, did you watch it on Disney Plus or did you watch like a DVD?
No, I watched it on DVD.
Okay, good. Okay, so, okay. I watched it on Disney Plus. And on Disney Plus, they have like, it's like the special edition version, I think.
Okay.
Either way.
Is it like a director's cut kind of thing?
In the 90s, George Lucas went back in and like re-edited it a little bit. He like redid some of the effects and like some scenes he like redid. And it's super fucking obvious that it's like different.
Oh no.
And it's such a bummer. And the biggest one, and it's caused like debate amongst Star Wars fans for fucking probably 3 decades at this point. So when Han shoots Greedo.
Yeah, in the bar.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I even remember that guy's name.
Yeah. Does Greedo shoot him first?
Yes.
Okay, in the original version, he doesn't. Han Solo just straight up kills him. The guy's like, I'm going to bring you back to Jabba. He's like, okay. And he shoots him.
Which should have happened.
Right? And he's, because it's like, it makes him look so cold-blooded, but I love it. I think he, because in my opinion, by making him look more cold-blooded, his return at the end, the end of the movie makes more sense.
Okay.
It's more like,
because Dill asked me that and we paused it and he's like, you gotta let me know who shoots first.
Yeah.
And we watched it and it was definitely the green dude.
Yeah. In the original version, he doesn't even shoot him. He doesn't shoot at all.
So how does Dill know this one then?
Because everybody knows. Anybody who's big into Star Wars knows that Han shot first. It's like one of those things.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's like a normal thing.
Yeah, it's like a big thing. It's like a big deal, right?
So when did he re-edit this?
In the 90s.
Oh, that's why. We were born in 90s.
Right. So
that's okay. Like, that makes more sense.
And that's the thing too. And you probably noticed like some of the monsters at random parts are like pretty decent computer animation.
They are.
For the 70s.
They're like the weird slug dinosaur things.
That's why. It's because in the 90s they went back in and instead of leaving it the way it should have been, because I love the practical effects. I think the practical effects are...
I don't even know. That sucks that I didn't watch the original.
Right? Isn't that the shittiest
thing? I'm sorry. I didn't even know this was a thing.
I don't... Yeah, that's the thing. That's what sucks is I unfortunately don't even remember much of the original either. Like, I'm stuck with this shitty... in this inferior version as well. So, but anyway... I don't remember what fucking... But anyway, Han Solo's a badass in this movie. Harrison Ford's fantastic.
Like, I really, really liked it. I like... Because I did watch the newer ones, I blacklisted the last two, but that's only because of petty reasons.
Okay.
It's not because my relationship... It's a joke. Okay, now I gotta tell you, okay? So, I watched all of these Star Wars, and one came out in the theaters, and I was like, okay, well, Dill, you made me watch them all. We should go together. And he went with his best friend.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, okay, because of petty reasons, I will never watch this movie. I still haven't. It's been years.
Melissa wishes I went with somebody else.
Dude, you take Dill, okay.
Yeah.
But I was just like, dude, like, we could watch it again. I'm like, that's not the point. But anyways, watching like the one you just said, episode 7,
yeah.
I remember that one very, very, very vividly.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of the scenes. So looking at, it was Obi-Wan, right, in that movie? Who's on the island?
No, it was Luke Skywalker.
It was Luke.
Yeah.
So like seeing all these people, who they're talking about and whatever, seeing them in episode 4 just, or episode 3, whatever episode this is.
This is 4.
I kind of liked that, where I'm like, at least now I can see what they were.
I think it's super interesting too, actually. I think the idea, here's the thing. While I was watching it this particular time, I spent a lot of time wondering like how much of these movies did he have in his head while he was making this particular movie?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how many sequels did he have? And like, there's, everything fits so well, like mythology-wise, from the other movies that, like, good for him for, like, I don't know, like, somebody having, I don't know, like, just so much lore in their head and, like, I don't know, the idea that they're going to make so many movies, and it's just...
Right, and then you fit them all together so cohesively. Because I love that you said that, because my main only complaint, it's not a spoiler, so I could say it now that you're on the same topic, was that the movie started off with RDD2 and C-3PO.
Yeah.
I hated that. And I said that to Dill, and Dill went on this Star Wars little tangent about why. But I was like, we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Why are we following these things that we don't know what they are? They're nothing at this point. So I'm watching all of this going, okay, well, why? Because then you learn about what the real story is. Okay, well, they could have done this a little different. Why did we concentrate on these two droids when it could have opened with Luke and how he did this? And I did not like that. And Dill said it as, well, he knew there was going to be prequels. He already knew. And he just thought this one was going to be the easiest to make. And Okay, well, I don't give a fuck about that, Dill.
Yeah.
He should have started episode one, started the whole thing, because now I'm thrown in. I don't know what the hell is going on. Who are these things? What? What's a droid? They don't even know. They don't even say what a Jawa is.
It's true.
I had to ask Dill, and he's like, well, you see, a Jawa is a scavenger. I'm like, Dale, shut up. Like, I don't care. No. It matters. So in episode two, I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill you. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because they don't explain what that is or why are droids working for Luke's father? For what? Why? Why does he want them? Why does he want two? Why not just one?
Oh, he just needs R2-D2.
No, he buys both.
Oh, you mean Luke's uncle.
Yeah, he gets C-3PO and the red one.
I don't know.
So, exactly. Why don't you know?
I don't know.
So that's, anyways, I'm done bitching about it. But I was just, that's my only complaint I really have.
Okay, the only argument I could make for why it starts out with R2-D2 and C-3PO, in all honesty, is they are the only two characters to be in every single Star Wars movie.
That's fair.
They're the only two. So it kind of...
Leia?
No, Leia...
Is it Leah or Leia? Because they said both in the movie.
I think it's Leia.
Okay, I thought so.
But I was saying, no, Luke and Leia didn't show up until episode three in the prequel trilogy. So, and the prequel trilogy is about Luke's father, Anakin Skywalker. And their mother.
Natalie.
Yeah.
Is Leia in which one?
Natalie Portman. Portman is their mom.
Okay. We're just going to concentrate on a new hope because now okay. It's all... I just remember Natalie Portman. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. So that part I didn't like. Unfortunately, I'm with a Star Wars nerd and he had to explain it all and it almost kind of like made me more confused.
Okay.
But there are a few things that I do want to go over because I'm a girl and I didn't learn any of this.
Okay.
Because they don't explain it. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I'm done being mad. See, what does C-3PO mean?
Computer or something? I don't know. Well, they all have numbers, right?
Commercial Crew and Cargo Program Office.
Oh, so C-3 would be three C's.
Yeah, three C's. And then RDD2 is second generation robotic droid. But it's because it's robotic droid, but it's the second edition.
Yeah.
So I guess, okay. I don't know. I don't know why that kind of makes sense. I think they just thought it sounded better. But C-3PO actually made sense. But they never said what that meant.
I don't think it matters. It's just, that's their names.
Stupid.
Sure.
Sorry. And I guess RDD2 actually had lines. So I'm very happy they cut out the lines.
Well, really?
Yeah they changed it to the beep beep beeps. Because what was happening was RDD2 was saying his lines, and C-3PO was answering his lines, but then they realized they're just saying the lines kind of pretty much twice.
Yeah.
So why not just make C-3PO say the lines? Huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, even going back to like things that aren't explained, even like Kylo Ren, like in the new ones.
Who is he?
It says who he is, but like the reason why he's called Kylo Ren is because he's the leader of the Knights of Ren. Who are the Knights of Ren? They never explain it. It's just one of those things.
What does Kylo mean?
That's his... No, his name's Ben. I have no idea.
But he... That's exactly what you said earlier, because you said...
There's so much lore.
He has an idea, which means are they in episodes chronological now? Are they in 7, 8, 9 or whatever now? Or are they out of chronological order again?
You mean C-3PO and R2-D2?
No, the new Star Wars.
Yeah.
Are they...
Yeah, so it takes place after...
So are they in chronological order, 7, 8, 9?
Well, I mean, theoretically, all the episodes are in chronological order. If you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9...
Yeah, but they're made out of order. So I'm wondering if he has an idea of putting a movie in the middle of two of them that already exist.
No, I think he always had the idea of 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. I don't think he ever had 7, 8, 9. He might have, but I don't think so, personally.
Okay, because like there are so many questions. And of course, Dill knows. Like, his office, his bathroom is Star Wars themed. Obviously, he knows. I'm just sitting there like, dude, I'm just a girl. I don't know what's going on, man.
I'm just a girl.
Literally, though, like, because I'm a girl, it just, I automatically was not born with the fucking fads of Star Wars. Like, I was born with, you know, like, body issues, Uggs, and my favorite season is fall. And I signed it, and I was a girl.
Everybody loves The Notebook.
And I love The Notebook. You guys are like, Star Wars? Check. Who's R2-D2? Beep, beep, beep. Done. Cool. You're a guy, and your favorite video game is Zelda. Go. And that was you. And anyway, so I'm learning. Okay.
Let's show some love to 2001. What do you think? So what do you think of 2001 Space Odyssey? This being your first time.
I don't want to give it to anyone. This movie, honest to God, Dill walks in and he goes, what are you watching? And I said, a movie that was worse than Blade Runner.
No, how? The movie is beautiful.
Dude, I will watch Blade Runner 100 times.
This is some bullshit.
Before I watch this stupid movie. What? I don't even remember half of it.
What are you talking about?
That movie is terrible. And I love Stanley Kubrick.
Do you even know what the movie's about?
Yes, it's Wall-E with the...
Okay, there's a lot of Wall-E. Like,
yes! Like... Whenever he's like, we gotta shut it down. And they go in the room and they're like, can we shut this down? And he's like, you didn't hear us. And he's like, I read your lips.
Spoilers. And... You want to rate this?
So the whole movie is like Wall-E.
Well, there's a lot. Well, Wall-E like took a lot of inspiration from 2001 Space Odyssey.
So like, I already saw this fucking movie, but Wall-E did it better.
Here's the thing: I really, really, really like 2001 Space Odyssey. I think it's a really good movie. It's actually funny. I've seen 2001 Space Odyssey a lot, and I almost didn't watch it for this sit down. I was like, I've seen it enough. I could probably talk about it.
I've thought the same thing about like Jurassic Park and stuff, but I just watch it anyways.
And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll like beef up a little bit and I'll watch like I like to watch these like video essays on YouTube, like, ending explained or like, you know, fun facts about, you know, just anything. So I'm like, I'll just throw one of those on. It's like 10 minutes. And I made it about halfway through one of these videos. And before I knew it, I had the DVD in. It was one of those things. I'm like, you know what? This movie's so pretty. I just want to watch it. I think the movie is beautiful. I think it's a beautiful movie. I think its themes are super interesting. What it's trying to say about humanity is super interesting. And it bums me out that you didn't even give it the fucking decency.
No, I'll watch Blade Runner again.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm good. All right.
Well, let's rate this one.
We can rate it and then we'll talk. Okay. I think this episode is going to be very Star Wars heavy. Because we just talked for...
No, the second half of this is going to be me fucking straight up explaining why 2001 Space Odyssey is amazing. Okay.
So, keeping in mind, both budgets are the same. They're both $11 million. 2001 only made $146 because it sucked. And Star Wars made $775.
Okay.
Well, in the box office.
Yeah, well, first of all, 2001 Space Odyssey is super interesting because it fucking straight up bombed in its first like 2 or 3 weeks. Like, nobody went and saw it.
Oh.
And so they were going to pull it. And then they noticed that, like, a random group would keep coming and watching it. Like, random groups of people keep coming and watching it. So they ended up leaving it in theaters. And before they knew it, they ended up making money. Some, like, that one. And it was, like, for lack of a better word, hippies. Like, they were going in high. and watch it. And that was it. And like, they fucking made their money though.
And
it's like,
man,
oh, fucking
there
awesome.
Are so many lights and it's yeah. so like bright.
By the fucking, the yeah, like I'm not spoiling anything really, but the last like fucking, I swear it's 20 minutes of the movie. It's just like, what the fuck? Is
oh, about? I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but, it's all fucking neon.
But anyway, okay.
So you production? Ready? 2000. I'll give it, I'll let you go first for all of them.
Okay. Production. All five for 2001 Space Odyssey.
I know you're joking. I know you're joking.
All right. Production, I actually do give to... No, see. No, production, I have to give
you're
to
kidding me.
Production, I got...
It was no. a ship.
No, but it's so pretty. It's so beautiful. And it... Okay. Every movie that has taken place in space since 2001 Space Odyssey has been ripping off 2001 Space Odyssey. Every single one. Interstellar, WALL-E, fucking anything.
And
Sunshine.
I love both of those movies.
Anything that takes place in space is trying to, like, cherry pick what made 2001 Space Odyssey so good. Personally, that's just my it. There are so many innovative, like, filmmaking techniques in this movie. It's just like, all right.
It's okay. I'm
gonna give okay. it to Star Wars, but I'm not fucking happy.
All right.
Originality, I gotta get the Star Wars. I gotta. It's just, it's so fucking original. It actually is. Writing, oh fuck, I gotta get the Star Wars. Acting, I will give to 2001 Space Odyssey. But rewatchability, I gotta get the Star Wars as well. So right,
Star
so Wars
Star
wins.
Wars moves.
Star Wars is gonna win. Okay. Yeah. And we all knew this going into this. Let's be honest.
I knew. You know what? Unfortunately, Star Wars just kind of has that. It's like the Lion King. It's kind of like, man, like this movie is just—it's hard to beat.
Yeah.
This was a hard one, and right when I saw it, I already knew.
It's true. It's actually funny. I told you the story when you walked in, but I'll say it again just because it's funny. So because I've seen Star Wars a fucking billion times, I'm like, I'm gonna just watch it on my phone. I'm just going to throw it on my phone. I got my headphones. I'm just going to throw it on my phone. You know, while I'm working, I'll just do some work and like have it just kind of sitting there in the background noise kind of thing. I made it 3 seconds into this movie. The like THX, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
The like sound, you know.
The sound
that,
system
that
or whatever.
That opening like, bleep, and I'm like, nope, it's got to be on the big screen. Like,
speaking of, let's talk about opening songs. How was your house during the opening of 2001 Space Odyssey?
Oh, it's fucking shit. Bow,
dude.
Bow, bow, bow. Like, it's just
dude,
like, dun, dun, holy
is
shit.
Is that actually what, like, I don't mean to sound stupid. Is this actually, like, the soundtrack for that movie was that song was meant for?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've heard that song.
Because?
Many, well, mostly on Big Bang Theory. Then they pretended to be apes, and I didn't get it.
What?
Big Bang Theory. They were like jumping around
oh,
like apes. Yeah, I know. But I watched it and I'm like, oh, to them. But I didn't know if that's actually what
well,
the song came from.
The I want to say it's a classical piece. Like
that makes more sense for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not actually for the movie.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's based anyway. It's like yeah. It's like it's a famous piece of music. Yeah, that was
dude,
used
my
for the
poor
movie.
Laptop. I was like, I'm going to blow my fucking speakers. And then the first thing I thought was, oh my God, how is Steven's house?
Oh
my God.
It shook. It was fantastic.
You have how many speakers in here?
I have 7.
Only 7?
Yeah.
It's fucking loud.
We have 2 tower speakers, the big one over here.
2 subwoofers back there.
We have the subwoofer. We got the 2 in the back, and then we have the other 2. So 2, 4, 6, 7, and then 8 is the subwoofer.
Wow. Yeah, your house must have literally
oh my
shook.
God. And the subwoofer is the size of a fucking truck engine. It's massive. It's
right.
like...
yeah.
So it was shaking. No,
I know how bad my laptop was, and I couldn't imagine being in here.
It was fantastic.
You just want to move to spoilers?
Yeah, well, it might as well, right? I don't know why. Anyway, spoilers. you know what? Actually, real quick, before we move to spoilers, there's one thing I actually want to bring up. Okay, for people who like science fiction movies, I actually think there's a documentary that is worth watching. It's called Jodorowsky's Dune. I believe I'm pronouncing that name right. If not, I apologize.
Say it one more time.
Jodorowsky?
Okay.
Okay. So Jodorowsky's Dune. And it's the name is from a director, Alejandro Jodorowsky. And What this documentary is about is before Star Wars and before 2001 Space Odyssey, before like all those movies, this filmmaker, Alejandro Jodorowsky, was going to make Dune. It's a pretty famous book series and movie from like the 90s that like David Lynch did, and now they're making it a new one. New one's coming out. They were going to make this movie, and it was in like, so the whole documentary is them explaining his vision of what he was going to do with this movie. And it's super interesting because it's very, very, very much like Star Wars. Like the ships are super like colorful and super like, I don't know, like old and cool. And the actors in it, who's going to get like Salvador Dali to play a character, and Orson Welles was going to be a character and stuff like that. And it's one of those things where like you watch this documentary and there's a question that's posed, and it is, if this movie came out, so what happened is like the movie's budget got so big that all the financiers backed out. So that's what pretty much happened to it.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. If this movie came out, do you think there would have been a Star Wars? And if there is no Star Wars, what do you think science fiction movies would look like? Do you know what I mean?
Well, it'd be more like Alien, right?
Right? And that's the thing. Like, it's such an interesting, like...
There's not many. Oh, there's like Lost in Space.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Was one, but they're all the same idea.
It's just one of those
weird things. Star Wars was a different kind of idea. They were all like, oh, we're in space. Something bad happens on the ship. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Star Wars was more like, no, our world is space.
Yeah, it's but normal. And that's kind of what this was more like, right? And that's what's so interesting about it. Anyway, it's an interesting documentary. I just recommend it. Anyway, spoilers next. Spoilers.
I'm trying to figure something out. 5-7. Okay. I had to Google. I had another question on here I didn't answer, and I had to figure it out.
No worries.
It's fucking hot in here today.
Is it?
I think it's because.
Yeah, it's the pillow. The pillow? I don't know what it is about it.
I had it on my back once at home, yeah. And I was just like, whatever, watching whatever. And I sit on my couch for hours at a time. Uh-huh. And I got up and my whole back was just soaked. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay. Because I just sit there and I TikTok. And then I do this thing. And Dylan's one of his biggest pet peeves with me. I have no lights on in the living room because I have a really bright living room. And then it'll go dark. And I just sit there on my phone. I don't even notice.
Yeah.
And then he just walks in. I'm literally sitting in pitch black apartment just on my phone. Drives him fucking nuts.
I do that a lot too. I'll be writing, and the like. My office is pretty well lit, but I'll be writing, and before I know it, fucking 5 hours goes by, and it's completely pitch black. And it won't be until like Melissa walks in, she'll be like, "Oh, you're just sitting in the dark, yeah?" I'm like, oh, "I didn't realize." Like, it's just you just don't realize.
I just don't even realize. And then it's, there are sometimes that I do realize, and I'm like, "Okay, well, I have to get up and turn on that lamp." Yeah. There's no fucking difference. I'm just gonna sit here.
Oh, I could really easily just lean back and turn the
yeah
thing
no like, I'm a little less lazy than that.
Yeah
anyways, it drives him fucking crazy and he hates it, so I forgot why. Oh, because I'm on I didn't even notice how hot my back was. Anyway,
I'm bummed out the gym like 2001 Space Odyssey. I think it's a really pretty movie, but at the same time I could totally fucking understand why you don't like 2001
Space Odyssey. What it was, they could have done the idea for the time was original.
Yeah.
That was a very cool idea. How it, I have a sneeze coming soon. How they had the machine like killed his other buddy. And, yeah. Like that was very intense. And you can see how like, strong and how like driven this machine is.
Yeah.
The thing is it tracked and it tracked.
It is really long, like, and I can understand.
They could have done a cool fucking movie with this fucking droid.
And it's true. So here's the thing, and I could, again, fully understand it. The first line of dialogue doesn't actually show up.
For like 25 minutes.
25 minutes. Ironically, throwing it out there, WALL-E, exact same amount of time. The first line of dialogue is 20 minutes into it.
Yeah, but I'm not watching apes. What does apes have to do with anything?
Okay. That, it's supposed to be the dawn of...
Man. Human.
Yeah. So
because the very end they were.
So yeah, what it is it's two fucking groups of apes. They're like two gangs. They're like street gangs, and they're fighting over a watering hole, and one set of apes win. So the other apes are like, we fucking suck. We're going to die now of thirst. And they end up coming across the monolith. It's like the giant black thing. And the one ape touches it. And when he touches it, he instantly becomes smarter. And instead of fighting with his hands, he learns he could fight with weapons.
Yeah.
And because of this, that gang takes over that watering hole. And that's the moment where, like, human beings are born. And that's kind of what it's about. It's like, that's the first human being. And then that, and then the monolith, I guess, disappears because human beings are like evolving at that point. And then the next monolith is on the moon. So now it's whoever left it. It's like aliens, whoever is at the very end. It's like beings that are like so futuristic that they don't there is no time for them. They don't know the concept of time. They're like energy beings, pretty much. That's like what human beings are supposed to become. Okay. That's like the next... It's like pretty much saying that mankind is the in-between of apes and these like superior beings. And so these superior beings left these monoliths for us to like evolve to like them. Do you see what I'm saying? So they left like... So the apes, the first one, and then the second one's on the moon. So once we have enough technology to get to the moon, that'll lead us to Jupiter. And then we need enough technology to get us to Jupiter. And then the last monolith is the room that the super beings prepare for him. And like he dies in when he sees like his life.
Yeah.
Over the course. So it's like it's him becoming like a superior being and then going back to Earth to be like, I guess realistically anything. It could be Jesus. It could be maybe he's the one who left the monolith in the first place. Like it never says, but it's just like, that's what's super cool about it. It's like that idea, like time is an infinite circle. Like maybe he's going back to the beginning to drop the first monolith, like to create human beings. Like it doesn't say, but I think it's a cool story. And I think, and here's the thing, like, I think everybody's favorite part of this movie, and mine included, is the whole HAL 9000 part. Like you said, the part with them in the ship with HAL and like it decides to malfunction. But like, I think what that's supposed to be is the movie is about human evolution, but at some point we stopped evolving. Even like now, like human beings, like me and yourself, we stopped evolving to the point where like we created technology to just help us. And like that technology creates more technology, which creates more technology, which creates more technology. And we, because we have this technology and everything's easier for us, we don't have to fucking evolve anymore.
That's fair.
Do you know what I mean? Like we don't need to be stronger. We don't have to think anymore. Exactly. We don't have to be fast. We don't have to be anything. We can literally sit here on our couches and fucking be like the Wall-E fucking jelly molds that, you know, the human race becomes because we have technology. And what that part of the movie symbolizes is like eventually technology is going to destroy us. So we have to destroy technology. And only then can he reach Jupiter and become this like superior being. You see what I'm saying? And like, that's what I think the movie is. It's like the movie's about fucking evolution. And I think it's super interesting. I don't know. There's a lot to read in this movie and I've watched it a bunch of fucking times. So it's like, there's a lot going on, but
so when you explain it, it sounds better than watching this stupid movie.
It's because it's so fucking dry.
It's so quiet.
Yeah.
And just things are beeping. And it's him sitting there. And then it's like, man, like, I'm so over this. Mm-hmm. That was the perfect word. It is so dry.
It's just very long.
Man, my attention span is so quick. You got to catch me.
But it's, see, I love just looking at beautiful things. And like, I know, and I just love looking at things.
You keep saying the words
so
pretty and beautiful.
Pretty. Like, even just the ending bit. And here's the thing. You know what got me when I was watching that little video, that little five-minute video? It was showed the scene where he's shutting Hal down. And it's like the red room, and it's just so pretty. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I gotta watch this. I gotta watch this because it's so pretty.
And not even the hyperdrive part with all the lasers everywhere.
Even that's crazy. But like, even the scene when he's like walking, he has to like go outside to fix the satellite. Because that's like a whole 20-minute scene in itself.
Yeah.
But he's like walking through that same area, I think. Maybe it's not the same area, but it's like a corridor that he has to like walk through to get to the airlock. And it's just like white.
Yeah.
It's such a such a pretty shot. It's like, this is really pretty. I don't know. And even another thing that's interesting too is I don't think Hal malfunctions at all. I think his, like, I think it's all like, I don't know. Like,
but he lied because they were like, whatever, Hal, I guess is his name, whatever. They were like, has any other Hal's, you know, malfunctioned before? And he's like, no, sir. But they have. And that's how they knew he was malfunctioning.
Okay.
So the two guys were like, oh, shit. And that's when they went in the room and they were like, I know one has. It has whatever time.
Yeah. But I think, see, I think Hal lied to protect, not just protect himself, but protect the mission. Maybe Hal knows that if they shut him down, that they can't complete the mission. So he has to lie to not get shut down. You see what I'm saying? What makes, see, the weirdest thing about Hal, in my personal opinion, in all honesty, he goes through a lot of trouble to try to kill both of these guys. And then as soon as he's right about to get shut down, he plays that video for David.
Yeah.
About like, oh, this is supposed to be played after you reach Jupiter. This is the actual mission. Why the fuck would he play that? Why would he care? Unless that's all he cared about was this mission. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's such a weird thing for this dying robot to do.
Like, and that was also very annoying, because when he was dying and he just kept repeating himself.
I think that's the creepiest thing in the world. When he's thinking Daisy
to him. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I'm going to fucking smash this laptop. Because the whole time, for you would honestly, like everyone can tell me, it was like a 15-minute scene of him saying, I'm forgetting stuff, or whatever the fuck you said.
He's dying. It's so sad.
I'm forgetting stuff. And I'm like, I know. I heard you 3 minutes ago. And then he changes his sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the fucking sentence he says. But
another super interesting. Killed me. Yeah, I like the movie. I think it's good. I'm just happy you watched it. I'm sorry to put you through it. I really enjoyed it. I'm happy it's on the list. There's a lot of things that are cool, actually. The set where he's like running, and it's like he's running on the wall.
Yeah.
That's just built. It's just a fucking giant hamster wheel.
It looks like it's Velcro by the way they're running. Yeah. No, not him, but the girl.
Yeah.
When she's like, and then she walks backwards with the tray or whatever, a trays of food.
Yeah.
It looks like the way she's stepping is very like calculated.
Weird, right? Yeah.
No, it's calculated. True. So she's like, this foot needs to be in place and then I could pick up this one.
It's true.
And then when that, and I didn't like that. I'm like, okay, well, you're giving it all away. They should have maybe sped up.
Mm-hmm.
If they just sped up a lot of the scenes, it might have actually been better.
There is one special effect in the movie that I was watching, and I'm like, I have to look up how they did this. It looks so fucking real. And I'm like, how did they do this without fucking CGI? Like, good CGI. You know what I mean? Like, it looks so good. And it's, I'm trying to remember what the object is. I'm positive. I'm pretty sure it's a pen. You know, he has a pen in his hand. He lets go, and the pen's floating.
Yeah.
Because they're in, you know, they're in space and there's no gravity. It looks fucking perfect. And I'm like, how did they do this? And I had to look it up. I'm like, I have to fucking look this
how
up.
How did they do it?
They have a giant piece of glass and they glued the pen to the piece of glass and they just spun the glass. So the camera looks through. So the glass is bigger than the camera lens. So you just see through the glass.
Jesus.
So you're just spinning it. So you just, all you see is this object spinning. It's fucking like genius. I'm like, that's so,
so we talked about this so many times where like we got so lazy. Oh. Where back then you had to think of these things. So you're like, how can we have a pen floating? I would have thought string.
Yeah.
First thing.
That is how they do. So him floating when he's like shutting Hal down. Right. That's how they do it. Is the corridor is actually vertical. So, like, it looks like he's going sideways.
Oh, it's actually him going falling. Down?
Yeah, and there's ropes holding onto his feet.
See, that makes sense. Yeah. While that, I would have never thought glass.
Right.
That's smart.
It's clever. It's funny, because, like, you see it, and you're like, that looks so good. And then they just pan out, and you just see you see two dudes holding glass. You're like, what the fuck? Like, it's like, how did I not think of that? It's so easy, but it's so, like,
out there.
It's like we were talking a couple episodes ago about Jurassic Park and the ripple effect in the water. Yeah. It's like
a guitar string.
I would have, like, how did you not think
anybody else would have tried so many
anything things. Anything else, yeah.
And just, really, it was just literal vibration. That's
sound, yeah.
So that's what it is. It is vibration. That's what the water is. No one thought to make it vibrate, to make vibration. Because the easiest thing was like, how do you make rings in the water? And the question should have been, how do you vibrate water?
Yeah.
You put it on a guitar and you string it as vibration.
So but interesting.
Everyone just thought of
practical effects. It's fantastic. But either way. So 2001 Space Odyssey, that sucks that you're not going through. But let's talk about Star Wars a little bit. I got a question. Why didn't... So when they show up and they're like, hey, Han Solo, we need your ship. And he was like, I'll do it for like, I think it's like $1 million. I don't remember what the fuck it was. And they're like, we'll give you $5 million. And he was like, holy shit, I'll do it. Why didn't they just use the Jedi mind trick? Like, hey, we need your ship. You're not getting my ship. You will give us your ship.
First off, he says $7 million and they say $15 million.
Whatever. I don't know what it was actually, but
that's a very good question.
It's like, you'll give it to us for free. I'm going to give it to you for free. Like, maybe it's because it like makes his character look like kind of dumb.
Money, I don't know. Hungry?
Yeah.
Because it's then that you realize how like, because later Luke's like, we got to save the princess. Like, why the fuck do I care? And he's like, she's pretty and rich. And he's like, oh,
let's like, cool, save the princess. It is the thing, like, so you got to make him look cold-blooded. So when he shows up at the end, it's like, holy shit, he came back, right? When he comes back in the end, and here's the thing. I've seen this movie a fucking lot. I've seen this movie a couple of times. When he comes back at the end, the music sucks. Is it just me?
I didn't even notice.
I don't know why. I always remember, like, he comes back and the fucking Star Wars theme. Da, 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 like, holy shit, he's back. And, like, he's like, what's up, kids? Like, I just pictured it. It was, like, this big fucking moment. And,
like a celebration.
Yeah. I don't know why. When I watched it this time, I was like, oh, I just remember this being grander for some reason.
Well, it's kind of sad.
It was just weird. But anyway, I don't know. It was just weird. And I hated
that Buddy was like, use the Force. And he, like...
Yeah.
Why does it fucking matter?
Okay, it would only make sense is if... The only way that would make sense...
He didn't have the thing.
Maybe it broke, or...
Exactly.
Or he fucking sucked at this. Because the problem is, the problem with it is, every single pilot you come across is like, well, you can't do that. And then somebody else is like, what are you talking about? He's one of the best on the crew. Like, I've seen him do it in Tatooine. You know what I mean? Like, everybody seems to know him and know that he's the best at this. So why wouldn't you just... If you're one of the best at it, why not just use it? It's only if he sucks. If everybody's like, no, if you've never done this before, you're not going to be able to do it. Like,
by the way, I know I understand what we know what we're talking about. How would you describe that? It's like he didn't use his little targeting thing in his ship
at the very end.
He's like, use the Force instead, and he like puts it up like an asshole, and the Buddy was like,
what the fuck? What happened?
He's like, I got this. Like. Okay, no, now you're just being a showboat and you look like an idiot if you fucking miss.
Right? It's like all, I don't know if you know this, Luke, but all your buddies are fucking dead. Like,
all of them.
You're the last man standing. So, like, how about you fucking turn your shit on? Like,
and there was this one thing that I did learn, fun fact, was whenever he saved Leia and she's like, who are you? And he's like, it's me, Luke, or whatever. And he's in the stormtrooper outfit and he takes off the helmet and she goes, oh, I thought you were a little small to be a stormtrooper. I was like, well, how tall are they?
First of all, fuck you.
Fucking bitch. I would have just, boop, opened the door. She would have said that, boop, close the door, left. Fuck it, we're gone. They are actually, all stormtroopers are 5'11". Yeah, supposed to be.
Because they're all clones.
And he is only 5'7".
Really?
How did he fit in the outfit?
That's a great question. How did Han Solo fit in the outfit then?
How tall is Han?
He's at least 6 foot.
5'11 is like 6 feet. That's normal.
No, it's 2 inches. 2 inches.
Yeah, but better than fucking 5.
He's like just running around. He's
got... dragging the feet behind him.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of like, how did that happen?
That's a good question.
But yeah, so let's go back to that. Because you're right. I totally forgot that whole clone thing until you just said it.
Yeah.
But... Before that, they weren't clones.
No, they're all clones. I'm pretty sure Stormtroopers are clones.
Or was it after they aren't clones? I know there's a movie where they're not all clones anymore.
Oh, episode 7. They're not clones anymore.
Are they all still like around they're the same height?
Yeah, no, they're all different heights. They're all like, I don't know what they are. They're like orphaned, like foster kids or something.
So it doesn't matter how hot.
Yeah.
That's a good point. They're all clones. That was stupid of me. That was a girl. See, girl moment. That was it right there. And by the way, I wish I told you this before, but I didn't. That Supreme Leader Tarkin.
Yeah.
Tarkin. He looks like the food critic from Ratatouille. It is so funny.
It's true.
And every time he like turned and he would say something with his sunken cheeks, I would just belly laugh. And Dylan would be like, "You're ruining the fucking moment. Stop it." And I'm like, dude, he's trying to give orders to the Banner and I can't even fucking handle it. Like, yeah. And speaking of, why does, okay, again, I'm a girl. I don't know. Why does Darth Vader take orders from him?
He doesn't. Oh,
he does.
He's the leader of the Empire. No, he's not the leader of the Empire, but he's like a general in the army of the Empire.
Isn't Darth Vader like the shit?
I don't know. No, because Darth Sidious is the shit.
Who's Darth Sidious?
That's he doesn't come in until later. He doesn't come in until... Is he in? No, he's not in New Hope. No. Darth Sidious is the guy who trained Darth Vader.
Okay, because there's this one scene where Vader's like choking the dude and Tarkin was like, "Stop it." And he like stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck is that guy?
So, yeah, and that, it's true. I see what you're saying. Like, that guy's got some fucking balls on him, right?
Like, but, like... you're talking about the fucking dude. Darth Vader is like the shit.
Okay, I don't know how to explain it other than like they do the same thing actually in episode 7 as well with Kylo Ren and General Hux. It's like kind of the same thing where one of them is like, it's almost like one of them is like science based, like the general Tarkin.
Yeah,
he's like very science, like he's very like he's the general of an army and like we have an army and it's very political.
He's very strategic.
Yeah. Whereas Darth Vader and Kylo Ren and the new ones are very faith oriented. It's about like faith.
Okay.
And like religion. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know how to explain Darth Vader in this, his role in this. It's just, he's a very powerful being because he can't be beat.
See, I thought Darth Vader was like the king and the lieutenant was like the vice president kind of helping if he can, where Vader can't. So, like, even later, Dill said, these are things that I'm all learning still, that Vader is, like, the number one ship flyer or whatever.
Oh, well.
Which, obviously, I know. He was as a kid, yeah. Yeah, I know because,
yeah,
you know, but you don't know at this time.
It's true.
And I'm like, okay, well, why the fuck is he in a ship? It's like Game of Thrones. Like, why is the bitch on a fucking... Stop it. Why? Because if you die, then what?
Yeah, but you gotta... That's the thing. Like, I respect a king who, like, leads his army. Like, when you read, like, in history, I don't know how fucking... You know what I mean? Like, you read about, like, classical civilizations.
I remember Napoleon was on a horse. I remember that. Yeah, and, like, shit like that.
There's some classical kings who would ride in a battle with their armies, and I think that's fucking honorable. Like, instead of, like, hanging back and chilling on a mountain, being like, oh, this is a great battle, like, get some popcorn, like...
Because you would think the lieutenant would have been on that ship instead of Darth Vader, but instead it was Darth Vader, and he was like, I'm in a different ship than everybody else, you know who I am, I'm here to kill you.
Yeah.
And turns out that actually saved him, technically, because if he was on the planet, he wouldn't be here.
It's true.
So actually him flying and being more aggressive actually won. While the lieutenant should have been like, dude, don't do this, because if you die, we're fucked. And that was you just saying it's all about faith, and he was like, fuck you, I'm going to go fly this thing, I'm going to kill him myself.
And it's like, the problem is, he could have fucking done it with the thing too. That's what bums me out, is he knows how to do it with the thing. They kind of said, like, he's like, oh, I've hit smaller targets from longer ranges, they said. He's like, he's good. Like, he knows what he's doing. It's kind of shitty that he's just like, I'm going to try something new right now.
Man,
it's like,
I don't know, that's a weird
time to do that.
I don't know. The whole thing. And I'm like, okay, so they're both expert flyers, Darth Vader and Luke.
Yeah. Well, it's a natural thing because they have the, because they are like channeled into the Force so much, their reflexes are fucking awesome.
So nobody else has the Force? No. On the Starfleet?
No. Because, see, this is where we're really getting into it.
Yes, please. Okay. I have questions.
It's a balance thing, okay? So the way the Force works is the way the Force works is for every good person, there has to be, like, for every Jedi, which is the good,
yeah,
there has to be a Sith, which is bad. It's just the way it is. So
every blue, there needs to be a red lightsaber. Exactly,
or green, or whatever the fuck. Yeah, so, okay. So the two, all right, the two on the good side are Obi-Wan Kenobi and then Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And the two on the bad side are Darth Vader and Darth Sidious.
But you know Darth Sidious is
yet. No. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi dies. So I'm trying to remember who takes over for him. I don't remember who's the other fucking person on the good side. No, there's no fucking people left. The problem is, in the initial trilogy, sorry to ruin shit for people who hadn't seen the original trilogy, or the fucking prequel trilogy, they killed off all the Jedis. And they kind of say that in New Hope, actually. They say, like, there was a lot of Jedis and a lot of Sith at one point, but there was a big war and all the Jedis are dead now.
Well, I remember Buddy, like, went on a killing rampage at a daycare.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
So that's the thing. So that's why Obi-Wan Kenobi is hiding, is because all the Jedis are dead, and he's like, I gotta fucking hide, but I want to hide on the planet where Luke Skywalker is. That's why he's still chilling.
So he knew Luke was there, and he just kind of watched from afar?
He was the one who delivered him to his uncle, yeah.
Oh.
And his uncle was like, where are you going? He's like, no matter what, I'll be close. Like, don't worry. So he never left.
He's just watching over him because he knew who his dad is.
Exactly. And one day he would probably
have to kill his.
Yeah.
If he goes bad.
Exactly. Or that. Yeah, actually.
Because he's like, I got to watch over this kid to make sure he doesn't go to the bad side. And he needs to stay on our side.
It's fucking pissing me off. Is there another child?
But you know somewhere? What really bothers me is he stayed on the planet to watch Luke, but Luke didn't even know anything about a lightsaber or anything because Obi-Wan gave it to him.
Yeah.
So if they just lived on this planet and they were like, princess is in trouble, that fucking sucks, I'll go. Luke, you stay here so I know you're not going to be your dad and I'm going to fuck off.
That's a good point. He would have just killed
him. He would have just kept going with life being a poor guy with what? Doing what? Fixing ships? Does he fix ships yet?
I don't even know.
So, like, anyways, he created his own problems. But I don't even know.
But I mean, he created his own problems in the prequel trilogy, too. Like, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I don't remember.
So, in the prequel trilogy, again, sorry for spoiling shit, Anakin Skywalker was brought to, like, the Jedi Council, and the Jedi Council was like, no, like, we can't train him. He's fucked up.
Oh,
like,
I remember that. He has something bad or something.
Yeah. Well, they say he's too old. Like, that's what Sam Jackson says. That's what Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction says. But, like, Yoda says, like, no, like, there's something wrong up there. Like, I can't take care of him. So then Qui-Gon Jinn is like, well, fuck you then. I'll take care of him. And then something happens to Qui-Gon Jinn. And Obi-Wan Kenobi is like, you know what? I fully understand that we shouldn't be doing this. But my master wanted to do it. Therefore, I'm going to do it. So he kind of opened his own can of worms because he should have never trained him in the first place.
Unfortunately, Star Wars is ruined. There's like a major part with like Yoda and Buddy in the forest. And it's like using the force. It's a really intense part. And it's that fucking lip reading on YouTube. And he's like, run, run, run and jump. I'll be your backpack while you run. And it's like Yoda singing, but he's not singing. Ruined everything for me. Because he's like, seagulls are pecking my coconut. He's like, something doesn't smell right. You got a fish in your basket. And I'm like, now I watch this really intense scene. I'm like, that ruined it for me. Check out bad lip reading on YouTube, by the way. Sit down, get comfy. But yeah, don't watch the Star Wars ones because they'll ruin that scene for you. But it's like, man, like, seagulls keep pecking at coconut. Anyways, it's so stupid. So yes, I know like the major parts. But there was a lot of unanswered questions with this episode, and I'm happy I have you.
Yeah.
And I have Dill, and I have all these, you know, people to let me know.
And that's it. And here's the thing. I'm not even really all, like, I don't read up on shit on Star Wars. I just know this from, like,
watching all the movies.
From just watching movies, but not even from, like, just talking to people.
Right.
Like, people, I'll be watching movies. Because the thing about Star Wars is it's a very fun movie to watch with a bunch of people. It's just one of those things. So, like, by doing that, I learned a bunch of shit. Because some person will just be like, oh, that's so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Actually, you know what? Actually, A New Hope, watching it this time, and every time I've ever watched, I've wondered this, but like it immediately leaves my mind because it's so early in the movie. The opening bit, R2-D2 and C-3PO are on the ship, and they're like running. It's before he even gets the plans. It's the very beginning. There's a third robot who's just kind of walking with them. Who the fuck is that bitch? And what the fuck happens to that robot?
I don't remember who you're talking.
It's another like C-3PO looking person. Just kind of walking with them. It's like, I want to know. I want to see a movie dedicated to that guy.
And also, we spent the better half of the first half of the movie staring at C-3PO's leg to make sure it was silver. We like gunned down serious that it was silver. It is silver, by the way.
It's gold. What are you talking about?
No.
C-3PO?
You're a part of them? No. It's a Mandela effect. And it's because it was too expensive to make his legs silver in the toys, so they made it gold and they kept it.
Just his legs?
But it was one right leg. From ankle down is like bright ass silver. Wait. Like it's so unnoticeably.
Why?
It is so noticeably silver.
Because of toys?
Okay. So this is what we figured out. Only watching this movie again, I don't really know 1, 2, or 3. C-3PO gets all fucked up and his arm gets blown off. This is in this movie, A New Hope. And yes. Luke is like fixing him.
Yeah.
And we think it's at that time that his leg gets torn off too, and you just don't notice. And he fixed him. So his right leg is silver.
Okay.
It's completely different than everything else in his body. And so when the movie was finished and it became a huge success and they started making all the toys, they couldn't make his leg silver, so they made it gold because they had to.
Yeah.
And now nobody remembers that his fucking leg is silver. And it is silver.
Okay.
So anyways, the whole fucking movie, we're like staring at every fucking scene. So anyways, fun fact, it is silver. We are right. And the Mandela effect is wrong.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, cool. It might be gold in the next movie. And I'll let you know when I watch 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Because now I'm curious, they just followed the toys and just said, fuck it, we'll just keep with.
Yeah.
But yeah, in this one. Yeah, it killed me. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, though. I don't even remember a third droid. I have no
idea. Yeah, it's random. Another fun thing, I came across this while I was just like just doing a little bit of research. I came across this funny thing, and it was like, I think it was like 8 or 9 ways that the Star Wars trilogy could have ended in the first movie. And it's like just like fun.
Oh, that's
good. It's just like funny jokes. And it's like the first one is like, as Leia's running away, the one stormtrooper's like, set it to stun, and then they like shoot her. It's like, set it to kill, like just stuff like that. There's one where like the escape pod is like leaving with C-3PO and R2-D2 on it, and the one guy goes to destroy it, and the other guy's like, well, wait a second, there's nothing alive on there, must be a malfunction, and they just like let it go. It's like, looks like there's nothing alive on there. It's like, fuck it, I'll kill it anyway. It's like, you know what I mean? I'll destroy it anyway. Just like there's one, and another one is the Han Solo. It's like, I'm going to need this much money. And then Ben Kenobi's like, that's too much. Thanks anyway.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Like, there's a bunch. It's pretty funny.
Or whatever, Kenobi, whatever the fuck that guy's name is, shot Han.
Oh, Greedo?
Yeah, or Greedo shot Han.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they could have technically probably gotten there. No, I don't know, because they had to fly through stuff. They might not have gotten there if it wasn't for Han.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they kind of needed Han Solo to, like, get Leia out, right? I don't think they could have done it without her. Without him.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. I think they all need each other, in a way. Right? Yeah, I don't know. The whole, like, them and the garbage was a stupid scene.
It's a really stupid subplot.
I don't know why
right? The
fuck that was in there. Also, stormtroopers are terrible at shooting. Are we just...
You know what's the funniest thing is they really fucking are. They like are so bad at shooting. And then there's the scene when they go, when Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker find the Jawa, like the fucking automobile, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know. The it's not a ship, but it's like a thing. And they're like, oh, it must have been sand people. And he's like, sand people aren't this precise at shooting. It must have been stormtroopers. It's like,
okay.
Precise at shooting. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay. So for me, not knowing the movie, that made Dill laugh out loud when he heard that.
Yeah.
And I went, what's so funny? And he's like, I'll explain it later. And it was because then all the stormtroopers, and I'm watching the scene with like the four of them just standing against the walls. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Not one stormtrooper. Like, there's like 80 of you, literally 80 of you. And, oh, you guys are killing me.
Yeah, either laser guns have insane kickback or you guys suck at fucking shooting.
Kickback. You're an army.
It's like, you're fucking.
You know what would really suck, though, is you found a guy and you were like, we're going to clone you. You're fucking, you know, you're the shit. And then you clone him. Then you find out that first guy had terrible shooting. But now you have 1,000 guys like the first one. And now it's just costing you too much money. So you just accept it.
Fuck
and
it.
You're like, well, now we got 1,000 troopers that fucking suck at shooting. Because the first guy sucked at shooting. But it is what it is.
No, well, the fucking...
At least he was 5'11".
The first guy was Boba Fett's dad. You'd think he'd be amazing.
Not a fucking clue. I know there's a younger one I met. Boba Fett, there's a younger one I met.
Yeah,
one of the movies.
Jango Fett is the dad.
So who is Mandalorian?
Well, Mandalorian's okay. So
you're it's a race. I know that.
Yeah,
I know it's all the Boba Fett's or whatever. I know. Yeah, the costume.
No, well, no. See, Boba Fett's not a Mandalorian. He's just wearing Mandalorian gear, which was maybe his dad is a Mandalorian. I don't fucking remember.
Okay, well now that just confused
me. Yeah. Well, okay. So Jango Fett was wearing Mandalorian gear. That's his dad, and then his dad gets killed by Sam Jackson. Because, you know, Jules Winfield
I remember
fucking
that.
Kills people.
In the ship. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then Boba Fett steals his armor. So Boba Fett wasn't raised as a Mandalorian.
But Boba Fett was the son.
The son, yes. But he's equally as badass as any Mandalorian. So
the Mandalorian, the TV show, is not about a specific person. It's just about a race.
Well, no. Okay. The show is about a particular person. But it's like a fucking... It's like a Western, like he strolls into town and nobody's actually seen a Mandalorian before. So everybody calls him the Mandalorian because, do you know what I mean? It's like one of those things. Where
but it's
like,
not like Boba Fett or
no,
Jango
it's some
Fett,
other
whatever
dude.
You just
it's
said.
Some other dude, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, spoilers for fucking Mandalorian, but Boba Fett does show up and it's fucking awesome.
I didn't even watch Mandalorian.
It's really cool.
Again, I'm still petty as fuck, so I haven't watched it. Anything related to Star Wars, I'm good.
Petty as fuck?
I haven't fucking watched it. Fuck Dill, first off.
Another interesting thing I got to throw out there, actually. So apparently, I've seen the footage in the first Star Wars movie, like this fucking Star Wars movie. Apparently, originally, Jabba the Hutt wasn't a giant slug. He was like a super overweight Scottish man. And there's actual footage of like, so they shot the scene with this fucking Scottish man. And it's just,
I want my baby bag, baby
it's
bag,
legit
baby bag.
Though, like,
what is his name? Austin Powers? Fuck, a giant Scottish man. Okay.
But that's the thing. So like that scene when Han Solo gets brought to Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
And they're talking by the ship and then he like walks around him. And they're like talking, and then Jabba the Hutt throws his like arm around him and like leads him. That's it's filmed with like a Scottish guy, like a big Scottish guy, and they decided to make it a giant slug after the fact. So they like animated over the man to be a giant slug. There's even one point in which he like Han Solo walks around him, which doesn't make any fucking sense because Jabba the Hutt has a giant fucking tail.
It's a good point.
But, like, it's just one of those weird things where it's like, wait, what the fuck? Like, it's just, like, when you know that it was filmed not, it wasn't supposed to be a giant slug, it's like, oh, that makes a lot of sense now. Like, when you watch it.
Well, I wonder why it is a giant slug.
He just decided after the fact that.
I wonder what the race means. There's obviously a reason.
Oh.
He obviously seems very particular with what he does.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's obviously a specific, you know, creature in mind. That's a very, because I know the one. The major picture I know is like Leia in front of him.
Yeah, well, that's in the third movie.
So
yeah.
It's like, you know, stupid that would look if it was like a giant Scottish man.
Well, it makes sense because he's a gangster, right? It just, so, and I get it. Like, I don't know. It's super interesting that.
The slug works, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. The slug
works. The slug works. Well. And it's nice seeing a character that's relatable, that's related to them, that is not a human.
Agreed.
That's also nice.
Right.
Where it's like, this is just a normal. It's a slug. I know. Like, it's just a normal thing. Yeah. We're like, no one thinks twice that he owes a slug $7,000.
He's like, Jabba. Like, yeah, it's like. Yeah,
I was coming to you soon. I swear. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple. That's like, and they made a Han Solo movie a couple of years ago. And the villain was supposed to be this, like, super cool-looking, like, lion creature. But then they ended up, like, switching actors. So they did, like, a complete reshoot of the movie. So they switched actors. The actor that played him originally couldn't, like, had, like, scheduling conflicts. So they got a different actor. So instead of making him a giant lion creature, they just made him, like, a normal dude. And I kind of want to see this giant lion creature version.
Me too.
It just sounds cool to me. But either way. So... either way, that's all I got for Star Wars.
Yep. Man, I could talk for hours.
Oh, me too. I could talk about Star Wars for forever.
I know, so...
So, let's end it, because I have a funny feeling we're going to see Star Wars again, so no worries.
Yeah, really, yeah. So, Star Wars carries on.
Yep.
And 2001 Space Odyssey, I'm not going to miss you.
Don't worry, 2001, I love you. And, you know, I'll cuddle you to sleep, and I'll watch you more often than anybody else.
Everything needs love, just not from me. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing. Never mind.
All right. We're out.
All right. Bye. 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 Bye.